It's getting about that time when students start to drag their feet and struggle through the home stretch of their school year. And no one is feeling that more than students in their last year of high school trying to beat back senioritis. We've been following a group of high school seniors this year as our class of 2024, and two of them join us now. Andavante Bussey is a senior at Hickman High School in Columbia, Missouri. Andavante, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Also on the line is Leanne Nasser. She's a senior at Fordson High School in Dearborn, Michigan. Leanne, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's always good to be back.
Thank you for joining us. We're also joined by Dr. Ellen Bratton. She's a child psychologist and associate professor at Harvard Medical School. Her most recent book is Bright Kids Who Couldn't Care Less: How to Rekindle Your Child's Motivation. Dr. Bratton, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Andavante and Leanne, let's start with both of you. You're headed down your final stretch of high school. Andavante, you've got a whole host of extracurriculars. You've been juggling basketball, football, band, on top of applying and getting into college next year. Tell me, how busy has this year been for you, and how are you managing it all?
I can definitely say this year has been busy. Definitely just trying to enjoy everything as much as possible this year, you know. Whatever the outcome may be, just enjoying the last time that I'd be putting on the jerseys, the last concerts, the last games of everything. So, you know, just trying to enjoy all of it.
I heard you committed to Southern Baptist University with a full ride to play football. That's amazing. Congratulations.
I'm wondering,
has committing made dealing with the senioritis and the burnout any easier since you're actively preparing? You know what your next step is. Or has that just opened up kind of like a whole other door of things you have to do?
Well, yeah. I mean, committing, it was a relief because the big thing senior year is apply. Where are you going to go to school? What are you going to major in? This and that. And so, you know, it was definitely a relief in that perspective. But it also, yes, it has opened another door to a whole new list of things to worry about. So right now, just, you know, trying to get the housing, you know, situation, the meal plans, and everything else that goes into actually being a student at a university.
Absolutely amazing. Leanne, you're also committed. You to the University of Michigan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I understand you're also working while balancing nearly a full course load, like Andavante. How do you juggle everything? Has it been a lot?
It's definitely been a lot, especially with like the past week. As a Muslim, Ramadan has just hit. So now when I get back from work, I have to break my fast. And then right after that, I have prayer, which is like around an hour and 30 minutes. I probably don't get home until like 10:30. And then after that is when I try to do all my homework. And so this week has been like hard to find motivation to go to school. But honestly, I've been trying to find motivation in like a lot of things, like senior events and counting down the days. I think I have like 40 something school days left. So me and my friends are like counting down the days. And towards the end of the year, we have all of our senior events, like our senior barbecue, our senior lock-in, senior skip day. And I think that's like a big part in like motivating me to like continue going further.
How have you managed like working as well while you're doing this? And has that happened to other of your friends?
Thankfully for me, I work around like 3 hours a day for 4 days a week.
And what do you do?
I'm a tutor. I work as a tutor. So I like my job, you know, I like socializing with other students and like, you know, helping them. But I was talking to a student yesterday who told me that like at one point, he's a senior, that at one point he was working 4 jobs a day. And I was asking him like if he got enough sleep, and he said he didn't sleep. And I think his reason being because, like, as seniors, a lot of us are saving up for college. And then I asked him if it was, like, an everyday thing, and he said, yeah. But recently he quit one of the jobs, so he's trying to lighten up his schedule because he knows it's become, like, too much.
Yeah. I want to bring in Dr. Ellen Bratton. She's been listening to both of you. Dr. Bratton, as a child psychologist, you know, we've heard that there's a lot on the plates of seniors right now, even if they are like our two brilliant ones here committed to a university already for next year. But there's still so much going on. There are exciting things they've both told us about that are coming up for the final, how many, Leanne, 40 days? but I want to get your thoughts, Dr. Bratton. Are you noticing trends with high school seniors this year? Maybe having a hard time this year more than others to deal with all of this?
Yes, definitely. And I have to say, these are two amazing students. And not every student that I see and work with can handle the pressures as they've described. I think they bring up a couple of things that are important to mention. One is that high school students are doing so much because they need to, or at least there's a perception that they need to, in order to get into the college that they want. So they're managing and juggling a lot of things. Being part of sports is terrific because it gives you a built-in community and the sorts of extracurriculars like band and the other things that Andavante mentioned. And also having a job can actually be something that is helpful. Even though it's a stressor, I also find that it helps kids actually become more adaptable and learn the sorts of skills they need in life. But the one thing that really suffers is sleep. And what we're finding lately is that sleep is the bedrock of all mental health. And when we don't get enough sleep because we're doing all of these things, mental health suffers and a lot of other things as well.
And I wonder if you have advice then, because like, you know, as Leanne just said, I mean, it's the easiest thing to go because, you know, when you have all these other things on your plate. So what's a senior to do when they're juggling so much?
In reality, not much. They really can't. I think both of these students are doing everything they can and juggling it in the best way they can. I think the onus of responsibility is on school districts and on policies for how we expect adolescents to be. And so it's our job to sort of change that culture and do the best they can. I also think that for some students, it's a matter of picking exactly the things that really give them pleasure, as opposed to doing things just because they need those notches.
I mean, it sounds like for Leanne and you two on Devante that, you know, luckily for you, some of the things you're doing do give you pleasure, even if they're notching, you know, your resume up a little bit. Do either of you have a question for Dr. Bratton?
I do.
Go for it, Leanne.
Okay, so if I was an incoming senior again, or to any incoming seniors who are currently juniors right now, is there any piece of advice you would give to them so that they can like prevent burnout?
So one of the things that I often tell students and their parents is to pick and choose. And again, it's getting back to what are the things that give you pleasure and that kind of align with your goals. And so I oftentimes tell parents and students to look at their goals, like start to talk about the future, not just next year, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what's the kind of life that you want? And what are the things that you're doing now that will get you there? And what are the things that you can cut? I really don't feel like AP classes across the board is necessarily important if that's not part of your, you know, your goals and objectives in life.
Good advice. Devante, do you have anything you'd like to ask Dr. Bratton?
For someone who's applying to colleges as a senior, what advice would you give them if they don't, you know, necessarily get to where they want to go?
The number one thing we can do is empathize. It's a huge step. It's one of the biggest steps you'll ever take in your life, going from high school into the real world. And when that involves college, a lot of it's out of your control. So empathizing with the fact that this is a big decision, most of it is not within your control, and kind of thinking about that, you know, there's a lot of lessons here for life in general, that this is, you know, a big step, but also a way of kind of learning how to cope with that. And hopefully they have some choice in the matter. I think that's when it gets really difficult. But I think empathizing is the most important thing we can do.
You know, I just want to say, I think Leanne and Andavante, you know, should either of you want a career in doing interviews as a radio host, come on down, because you both asked great questions. So thank you.
That's the goal.
Thank you.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck as you go forth. We were joined by Leanne Nassa and Andavante Bassi, both high school seniors with great college futures ahead next year. Thank you both for your candor, Leanne and Andavante, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And child psychologist and associate professor at Harvard Medical School, Dr. Ellen Bratton. Thank you so much, Dr. Bratton.
Thank you so much.